What's your full name?
I'm Janet Queen Norman.
Okay. And are you aware you're being recorded right now?
Yes, I am.
And what's your age?
I'm 65 in December.
And what's your full name?
Joanne Queen Cole. Okay. And I'm 62, and I'll be 63 in December.
Okay. And are you aware you're being recorded right now?
Yes.
You're not
I'm 63. I'm sorry, honey. I give you the wrong age. I'm 63, be 64 in December.
That's
I'm
right.
I'm sorry.
Okay. So how are y'all connected to the logging industry in Washington?
Well, our father left here in the 50s, Talmadge Queen. We were born out west, so the entire part of our life, he worked in the woods. So,
yeah, he was born here in Jackson County, here in up on what they call the Caney Fork area.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he left with some relatives and went out there, I would say, around the year early spring of 52.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I was born out there also in December of 53.
Mm-hmm. How long did you guys stay out in Washington?
I was 12 going on 13 mm-hmm. when I left.
So I'd say about, they were out there about right at 14 years.
Yeah, 14, mm-hmm. 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What caused your family to move back here?
They came to, their parents was getting elderly at that mm-hmm. time. And so they moved back here. Our mother's from the eastern part of the state. And we came back to Jackson County here and moved in the Caney Fork area. Mm-hmm. And Dad logged here also. Mm-hmm. His family was from here.
Do you notice any just Appalachia culture up in Washington State that made it seem like Jackson County?
Well, for me, where we lived there in Lyman, each street had people from home, from here in North Carolina, there. So yes, we kind of grew up with that, plus with a West Coast mixed in with it, but yeah, I'd say so.
Mm-hmm.
It was, I told a friend some time back, it was like, this street was North Carolina, this street was North Carolina, the backside was North Carolina, across the railroad tracks mm-hmm. was North Carolina, and uptown of Lyman was North Carolina. So he had relatives
everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the only difference is out there when we moved back here, it rained out there all the time.
Yeah.
And then when we first came back here in 67, in that area, it seemed like all the winters done here was snow.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But and schools weren't, they were a little different now because, it seemed like that when we left out there and came back here, we were a little bit advanced. And kind of in the curriculum, I guess. Whenever
it was divided a little different.
Yeah, it was different.
Yeah.
But no, the people and the way of life was the same.
Yes, because they all grew up together.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember any stories that your dad might have told you about working in the woods?
I can't think of anything. I know he enjoyed it. He thoroughly loved it. He lost a friend while he was out there
mm-hmm.
who got hurt in the woods and passed away. One of the things that I enjoyed listening to was as a group, they used to fight fire. All of the companies, all their men would have to go and fight fire. And we always watch for him to come home because he would bring us these little cans of juice and mm-hmm. Things that he had left over. We got
they
to ride in
the hoot out hours.
Yeah.
They would go in at certain times and they went really, really early because they were afraid of fire, afraid mm-hmm. of catching the woods
fire.
On fire. Mm-hmm. I remember that. I remember, yeah.
And we were, they used to share the crew bus. They'd take mm-hmm. turns driving that. We rode in it a time or two. Mm-hmm. So, but actually being out, I can't remember any of the stories they used to tell. No, I guess being kids, we just didn't listen that close.
No, I remember them talking about cutting shakes and mm-hmm. stuff like that. I remember going up in the woods. Oh, you know, yeah. riding around where they logged and stuff, but
well, we camped stories. A lot too. Mm-hmm. He hunted and he fished. He, mm-hmm. yeah, but funny stories, I can't remember mm-hmm. anything.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember what his job was in the woods specifically?
It had to do with something in the peavies. This thing, right?
In loading, wasn't it? In sawing, measuring, sawing.
Yeah, he did that. The peavey thing was one of the things that he used to do. They used to turn the logs over to get the I don't know what you call it, chokers and stuff around it. He said chokers, I guess, is what you would say.
Yeah, and, to get them off to go hook mm-hmm. another one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. He drove the crew bus. I don't have the pictures here, but he used to wear these boot things that he would climb with, climbers, mm-hmm. and he used to climb and top the trees. He used to do some of that. I think he had a multiple. I think they put him wherever they needed him. Mm-hmm. At the time.
He knows hard hats.
Yes, he liked his hard hats.
Everyone had a hard hat. I mean, that was a thing they had to do.
Mm-hmm. Or back to what? How it felt like home in Christmas time.
When we were living back there, at Christmas time and Thanksgiving, we would share. We would go from cousin to cousin's house, and they took turns hosting the meal.
Yeah.
Now I've forgotten. And when they left here, it was just like one big family. They just were all cousins. They all lived right next door to one another. It was, we all went to school together as kids, come up together.
To church,
yeah. And Doris, another cousin, she said that when Dad's cousin Huff left here, said he took practically half a candy fork with him. And
Sarce Hooper off a candy fork but I don't know if he was out there when Dad got there or not.
I don't know. I didn't know about them.
If he had any Hoopers come in or not.
I talked to Joyce and Sharon and Philip, rather. LG, Daddy's cousin, worked out there, and he drove a truck along with Lawrence Corn. They worked for Scott Paper. They worked for Cunningham, which is on the equipment there. Hornbeck. There was a lot of companies, and they all did, you know, several things. They drove, they cut, they topped the trees, they set up the landing and the rigging for the logging.
Trackers.
Yeah.
Did you have much family left in Jackson County whenever you guys went up
there? Oh yeah, yeah. There was a lot of family here.
And did it noticeably affect your lives there in Washington?
Not really, because if you stop and think about it, we were mm-hmm. born and raised out there, so we didn't know the family here except mm-hmm. for visits, and it was like coming home for a holiday. Mm-hmm. In fact, when Dad said he was fixing to move back, we were tickled to death with it. We didn't realize it would not be the same mm-hmm. as holiday time, because we'd have to go to school and it just was different after we moved back here. But it also was like knowing family. I mean, we knew the cousins and stuff were here. It's just that we weren't as close to them as we were the family out west. So.
Yeah, I mean, after we moved here and then we married, not long after that, we married and started our families. And that, to me, the thing I remember, the only difference from out there and here, it was evergreen out there. In the wintertime, everything was green. Here, it's bare.
The mountains here are soft and pretty, but the mountains out there that surrounded the little Lyman Valley, they were rugged and they were snow-capped the majority of the year. Mm-hmm. So, and when it snowed there, to me, it was always deeper and heavier and lasted longer than it did here. And rained. And it could come a real hard rainstorm, and then later that afternoon it would be pretty and warm and the sun would be out. So there was a good difference in that for us. So, plus we never lost school because of the snow. We walked to school. We lived right in a little community where we could walk. And the first time we moved back here and had to be out of school because of snow, it just floored us. We couldn't believe that they didn't go to school because of the snow. And that I remember.
Yeah, I remember the scene, school bus with a flag on it and the snow drifts on each side and that flag, you just barely see that flag, that bus coming.
Mm-hmm.
Big snow drifts. And we went on. It was different after we got here.
It was, but Dad, he was truly tickled pink to be home. He wanted to come home. Mm-hmm. So he packed us up and brought us back with a U-Haul.
And then set in logging when he got here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Who, do you know who he worked for when he got back to Jackson County?
He worked for himself.
Okay. The Mead.
He trucked to the Mead.
Yeah, which is now Jackson Paper.
Mm-hmm.
He sure did.
Yeah, he bought his own equipment, and I think Arnold, his brother, helped him some. Didn't David Earl help him some? David Earl Prince.
And then Tommy helped him, Tommy Mathis.
Tommy Mathis helped him a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing I remember is we had to walk to meet the bus, and that's something we never did. In Washington, we just walked to school, but here we had to walk to catch a bus. And Dad would meet us sometimes coming after he'd taken logs in. He'd meet us at the school bus, and he'd pick us up, and we would ride to the house on the back of that log truck. So.
Or we'd meet him when he was coming out of the woods, and we'd turn about and we'd jump up in that log truck and ride with him down to the Mead.
It's been a while.
Diane is on her way finally, but she said she never could find that book with the dates and pictures and stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not going to make any difference, I don't think.
Mm-hmm. So, that's all of those in the early 50s.
Yeah.